You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Why is it so hard to say yes? Well, life is hard. You've been living on the earth for 40 years, you know what I'm talking about. We got 20-year-olds talking about it's hard. You haven't tasted desperate yet. You don't have a clue about hard. There are people who are generations ahead of you that went through hell and high water when they were 20 years old. You better shake yourself and say, so get yourself together. Life is hard. Paying bills is hard.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
One of my favorite psalms. It's when you preach to yourself. And we need to preach to ourselves this morning. We need to preach to our soul, our own soul. I ain't got time to preach to your soul. I got to preach to mine. I want to look at verse 5, though. Psalm 42, verse 5 through verse 8. That is verse 5 through verse 8. Thank you so much. And the word of the Lord reads like this. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember. I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, and from the hill Mitzer. Verse 7, deep, I love it, calls unto deep. At the noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night season, the night, his song shall be with me. Glory to God. A prayer to the God of my life. Amen. Can our church say amen? Amen. I'm ministering from a series called Containers and Content. You, we are the containers. Let the Lord dial in the content. Dial you in, tune in to what I'm saying. And he wants to fill you today. I'm doing part two of a message that I started this morning called Yes. Today's message here in the late service is called Grip Your Yes. Grip Your Yes. Say it with me. Grip Your Yes. Amen. You must put your hand on it. And you need to lay hold on it, and you bring your yes to the Word of God, and you will find success. So, Father, I give you praise and thanks. I give you glory for the revolution that's happening in our church and for the church coming out of the storm. As you rally us back, as you bring us back to wholeness as a church, I give you praise that the music ministry will thrive, that the usher ministry, the greeters will thrive, that hospitality will fill the house. Thank you, Father, that communication and publicity and promotion will proclaim to CNN, to MSNBC, to Fox News, and all of the outlets that you're Lord. We thank you that every social media platform will have truth revealed on it. We give you glory for our youth ministry picking up. And we thank you for a revival for our young people. Even next week, as I pray for youth and for teachers and for those who give leadership in our schools, I thank you for covering our people, covering our community and our students. Today, I pray that your people would not become lethargic right now, but would lay hold on their yes and drag it to the Word of God. And God, we will give you praise for the maturation of yes and your word. And we decree and declare that success would follow. It will ensue the maturation of your word and our yes. For this we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 As I pour, let's give God praise in anticipation. As I pour, we give him praise. I'm excited about this moment. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. I heard it resounding in my soul that we need to minister a word entitled yes. Yes, yes to your will, yes to your ways. We sung it at the early morning service. We used to sing a song, Yes, Lord. To your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, come on, with my whole heart,
I'll agree.
And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Lord. And those yes songs, the Church of God in Christ, yes, tell him yes. Oh, yes. As Church of God in Christ, amen. And remember, the yes needs to resound inside of you. Amen. There's a lot of no's in the atmosphere, but your yes is greater than any no. And amen, no weapon formed against you. I don't want to get ahead of myself. No no's in the atmosphere can stop the yes that's on the inside of us. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to welcome this community back to the church and back to the things of God. We've been in a storm too long, and it's time to enter into the sanctuary, into his courts, into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Amen. Somebody from Africa sent me this. I'm grateful. Glory to God. From Africa. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. I'm going to preach. I'm going to soak it. I'm going to soak it today. I believe the Lord would have me to pour until your answer is yes. Glory to God. Verse 5 says, why are you cast down, O my soul, Psalm 42, and why are you disquieted within me? The only remedy for a disquieted soul is a yes to the Lord. No other thing, nothing will compare. Nothing will suffice, only a yes to the Lord. And here, the psalmist preaches to himself. Glory to God. He's preaching to himself. And there are moments even when preachers must preach to self. There are moments when members of the body of Christ must preach to themselves. For you, Kim Ricketts, your mom even preaches to herself. Look at your mom sitting there. We preach to ourselves. And I want you to put your chin in your chest for a moment. Go ahead and bend it. And say, self or soul. Get yourself together.
Oh, Jesus. You all said it just like I did. Get yourself together.
Guess what? Your soul heard it. Your soul heard it. You got to preach to yourself sometimes. That's why we say amen when I preach. But when you preach yourself to preach to yourself, you got to say, get yourself together. Put your hope in the Lord. Can the church say amen? In other words, when your soul is downcast, it is good to say to your own soul, there is hope. When you don't see a way out, you must say to your own soul, there is hope. Let me share something with you. The thing that's in you today is yes, is so valuable to God. The devil is not after you. He's after your yes. Amen. No storm can stop you from reaching the other side. It is what's in you that will stop you from progressing. One of them is fear. If you start becoming frantic, you will respond to the fear, which is not faith. It is false evidence appearing real, versus stepping out and believing God's word. You must bring your yes, grab it, and draw it to the word of God. Make sure there's a maturation, there's a unity, there's a bonding with your yes and God's word. Don't be afraid to connect them. The word ties to yes. The disquieted soul will never tie to yes unless you drag it to the word. And the only remedy for a downcast soul is a yes, Lord, as I tie to the word of God. Why is it so hard to say yes? Well, life is hard. If you've been living on the earth for 40 years, you know what I'm talking about. We got 20-year-olds talking about it's hard. You haven't tasted desperate yet. You don't have a clue about hard. There are people who are a generation ahead of you that went through hell and high water when they were 20 years old. You better shake yourself and say, so get yourself together. Life is hard. Paying bills is hard. Coming to church on a Sunday after you hung out all night is hard. Being faithful to usher ministry when you've been drinking mint julep and bad mouth in your country is hard. Connecting with worship when you ain't got a worship light inside of you is hard. The flesh wars against the spirit. So it means it's hard to live and walk by the spirit and not the lust of the flesh. It's hard. It's not easy. Marriage is hard. Glory to God. When you get married, you better go to a good preacher and make sure they tell you the real deal. Get with a preacher that will weep over it. You just gave up your life. You just gave over all your rights. It's hard. You can't think single if you got married. It's hard. It's hard to raise a family. And it's getting harder. Child support, you got babies everywhere. Child support is $250,000 over 18 years. It's hard. For all of you free willies that just like to have babies everywhere, it's hard. Write it in your notes. Raising a family is work. It's work. You work 8 hours, then you go home and you work. You don't recline. You don't go on cruises when you got a young family. You work and you spend time with your own children. Glory to God. The reason why you have so many is because grandmama's taking care of yours. When you raise them, you won't have that many. It's hard and it's getting harder. Paul told Timothy that we're living in perilous times. In the last days, perilous times would come. Where men, this is the clue, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, would love self more. Glory to God. That's an indicator that we're living in the last days, and it's becoming more concrete. Things are happening. I'm watching the world, and I'm watching things shift around the world, and I don't know if we're really paying attention. You know, prices are going up, but more than that, temperatures are rising. I mean, record temperatures this year. We haven't really entered into a strong hurricane yet. I mean, this is, if it looks like anything like the weather patterns and record temperatures, I'm not saying I don't see something prophetic, but I do see dangers. And I have to tell you what I see. Instead of wooing you into some Christian foolishness that say everything is going to be all right, all you got to do is just confess and speak, man. Let me tell you something. It's hard and it's going to get harder. The only remedy for the soul is to say yes to the Lord and unite it with the word, and in the midst of it, God will work with you. I need God to help me to pastor. I can't recline on pastor. I need God to help me. And you need God to help you. And I need a corresponding group that can stand with me through the test of time. You may be the one. You may be. And if I pass you a baton, what you gonna do with it? Drop it? We got to stand in the gap. We got to help each other. Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen? Let me say this. Can the church say yes?
Yes.
Glory to God. Anybody can volunteer. Well, who can stand the test of time? Oh my God, help me, Jesus. It's going to get tougher and rougher. The only thing we can do to really help this is to yield. And yield is not a bad word. Most of us do it if you have anything expensive that you're driving or anything expensive within the vehicle that you drive, like children. If you're getting on US 1 or you're getting on I-95 off of Palm Bay Road, you're going north or south, and you're on the ramp picking up speed, and there's a semi-truck that won't move over, what are you going to do? You're going to yield, right? If you have anything expensive, you're going to yield. I said it this morning, but if you have a Jed Clampett-type vehicle that's all rusted out, you may not care. Or if you don't feel like your life is worth it, you may just run into it or blow your horn and just force your way in. But if you got something expensive, if you see value within yourself, if the truck doesn't move over to let you in, you're going to pull off the gas, hit the brakes, and yield. God is not asking for us to do anything more than that. And that is, if you see a collision, this is how you make it. You take responsibility and yield, or defer what you want for a moment, so you can access, pick up speed, and get to your destination safely. God is not asking us to be superhuman, but He is saying yield. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we're familiar with Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There's a time and a season for everything. And Solomon gives us at least 22 seasons. A time to be born and a time to die. But I want to go into verse 9. Verse 9 says, what does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the broken or the burden God has placed on men. And most of us that work 40 hours a week, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing all this for? It's a toil. It's a burden that is placed on the shoulders of men. Scripture says, if a person doesn't work, if a man specifically doesn't work, he should not eat. And so nobody can say, I'm just going to walk off my job and not work and somebody else is going to take care of me. That's unrealistic. You have to work. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Well, let me say it this way. Can the church say yes?
Yes?
Right. So scripture says we all should work. Nobody is trying to live a welfare life forever. Amen. Nobody in Christendom should be thinking that way. When you come to Jesus, He empowers you to get on up, get up, get on up and do what you need to do. Get on up, get up, get on up and get to the scene. Can the church say yes?
Yes?
You got to get on up every Monday and get up, get on up and get to the scene. Yes, God. Glory to God. And when you do so, things shift for you, and it is a burden. Scripture's right there, verse 10. I've seen the burden God has laid on men to get up. I like verse 11 though. He has made everything beautiful in its time. In other words, you have to work over a period of time before you see the beauty. You'll find yourself in a cycle, working, paying bills, working, paying bills, working, paying bills. But over a period of time, He makes all things beautiful, especially if you budget. to see if you budget now the burden that you had from going to work all of the time paying off for you. You will minimize your exports or your expenditures and maximize your imports or what's coming in. And God will preserve your days when you live within your means. Glory to God. The Bible says he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. In other words, you have something inside of you that though you don't see the benefit initially, that pushes you forward. It's not just the paycheck. You're looking beyond paychecks now. You're looking at decades and millennia and legacy from you to your kids and wanting to leave an inheritance to your children's children. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have that in your mind, the burden of working every day won't make sense. And if you're not taught that by somebody responsible, it's easy to just walk off a job. But look at the word. He has also set eternity in your hearts. And I believe that eternal emblem, that eternal thing that's inside of you resembles the word yes. So dial into your yes. Because it's eternity. Thank you, Lord. Yes will be a part of your life as it relates to God for all eternity. Thank you, Lord. So start it right now by dialing in or gripping the yes, which is of eternal value, and making sure you pass it into your now. Say yes to God no matter what. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. He's also set eternity in the hearts of men, the ones that have a burden with working, the ones that have to get up and toil every day, that they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end, which means you will never know the total scope until you see him. There's some things you will never understand about life or why he has us doing what we do to balance out burdens the way he does. Until he explains it in that day. Then in verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. We know that that is right. We should be happy and experience things while we're on this life or in this life. Verse 13, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in his toil. So he's saying to you that if you continue to work, you should be able to look back over your shoulder and say, wow, thank you, Jesus. It wasn't just all toil that something valuable occurred to me. But remember, he makes it beautiful in its time. That means you got to work with it and say yes until that is fulfilled. I like verse 14. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. In other words, he's going to keep something secret until he reveal it, that he will get the glory. Now I need to go back to Psalm 42 for a moment and pick it up at verse 7. It says, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls, and all your waves and billows have gone over me. Look at verse 8 though. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. There is night and day in the life of every believer, not just the 24-hour lifespan or cycle within a day. 12 hours basically night, 12 hours basically day. But you have day and night as you work with God and as you walk with him for years. You have day and night seasons. He shows his loving kindness during your day. It's easy to see it. It's easy to see the loving kindness while you're awake and you're happy and you're going through great things and you're joyful. But there also is a night season when you walk with God. And it's more difficult to say yes when you're in your night season. So I want to know, is it AM or PM?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Reveal International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abishai Inspired Men, join Bishop Clark and special guests in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, August 12th at 9 a.m. Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate and enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.